Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chunky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on CSN Mid-Atlantic, as always, brought to you by PenFed Credit Union. Great rates for the sports fan and you. You can visit PenFed.org for more details. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Good morning.
Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello.
And Eric Bickle. Yes, that's a rare summer four-man show.
Enjoy it, all you P1 nerds out there. You don't see this very often in the summer.
Where are you going next week, Jason?
Friday, I leave for Denver.
That's right.
And then I'll be in Colorado Springs for, I'll be in Denver for two nights, Colorado Springs for five.
We had Skip on earlier in the show on Friday.
Yeah.
Skippy was on at 9.
Skippy.
Yeah, I'll be hanging out with Skip for a few nights. We're going to play some golf.
Apparently the Fat Cave has had about three or four podcasts already.
Really? Has
he? He's cranking them out.
Good.
It's prolific.
Well, I mean, college football season starts August 26th, so he's gearing up for that.
Hmm. Yeah, Skippy beat the Junkies to a podcast.
I scheduled my whitewater rafting trip yesterday.
You booked it?
I booked it. Booked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you.
Wear your life jacket, Rick.
I'm sure they're going to make me.
I'm guessing they will.
I'm actually looking forward to that.
When you book something like that, do they base it on like the difficulty level of the trail or whatever you call it?
The rapids?
Yeah.
It's called Echo Canyon. They call it the Royal Gorge. It's a class 4 rapids.
Yeah, exactly. So there are ratings.
Yes.
What have you done before?
I did class 4 in Oregon, like before I was married. It was awesome.
Is it hard? Like, what's a hard class?
Is it scurry?
I mean, it's fun. I mean, it's
like
not
really
what
hard. Is brutal? Is like it a like class a, 6 or
no,
something?
I think class
what's
5.
A lazy river?
Yeah, right.
That'd yeah, be that's class 1. Valdez and I did that with beers down in South Carolina
I
many years
wrong.
Ago.
I think they're just 5 classes. I think class 5 is the top.
Uh-huh.
So 4 is obviously
pretty
close.
And 4 is safe to bring like
four
your kids.
4 sounds pretty aggressive to me.
Well, there's an age limit. You have to be at least 14. So
what about the one
at
King's
qualified.
Dominion? Would that be a class 2, I'm going to say?
Yeah, I don't
More
know.
More than a lazy river, but you know, it'll spin you around, get you wet.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're talking about like your typical roaring rapids ride.
Exactly.
Yeah. But you have to drive an hour to the place. They do you're on the water for 3 hours.
Oh.
And then they serve you lunch.
And you go over like little waterfalls and stuff, or like what is it?
Well, yeah. That's what they do.
That's ridiculous. I'd be butt scared.
They guide you down the river.
It's something different. And I enjoyed it when I was out there in Oregon. And I had a good time. I think the kids will enjoy it. I just want to show them a different part of the country.
Very cool.
I mean, going to Ocean City or going to, you know, Florida or 100%. Bahamas. I mean, it's fun, but something different.
All the beaches are the same. You got to do something different.
Exactly.
Cakes is cool with the same.
I'm fine with the same part of the country once a year.
Yeah, I know.
I'm cool with that.
Did you do your crab feast or whatever it is?
Of course, the oyster roast Monday night.
I'm usually like that.
Yes, of course I did that.
Cakes, I'm usually like that.
Yes.
You're getting out of your box.
So next year we'll probably revert back to, you know, the beaches.
Right.
I just want to do
We're talking about doing a lake thing. We've never done a lake thing.
You know who your guide there can be? One Drab T-shirt. He's an expert on lake
expert
vacations.
On lake. But as my son says, if you do a lake thing, you got to have access to a boat. If you don't have access to a boat,
yeah, that's
a good
point.
You're doing it wrong.
Yeah,
I don't have access to a boat.
If you don't have a boat.
I heard you can rent a boat.
One. I heard you can rent one, but it's like $500 a day.
Mm.
You know, back in the day, it used to be really cheap. But I hear now it's like really expensive.
I would imagine.
Nothing's
it's not
cheap,
cheap
anymore.
Yeah, nothing's cheap. All right, let me tell you what's going on. Hit the skins here. Going on with the Redskins.
Still the happy hail to the Redskins for
it's preseason.
Man. Yeah, it's
we're undefeated.
Although Josh Doctson news.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the headline. We've all been excited about training camp so far. Everyone's talking about Terrell Pryor. But people have also been saying great things about Josh Doctson, right? Through the first 7 or 8 days of camp, he's been kind of raising eyebrows. Remember, we even played the audio of him on Friday. We were talking about the Super Bowl, right? He had huge expectations for this team.
He said it's Super Bowl or bust, basically.
Right. That's funny.
He pulled a Davey Johnson. Okay. Kid's got two catches and he's predicting Super Bowl.
You might want to go a little easy there.
But unfortunately, he had to pull up in practice and was in the trainer's tent and walked out with his leg iced up and bandaged up, had a towel over his head. And they've announced that he has hurt his hamstring.
Well, this is not the Achilles.
Yeah, it's not the Achilles. It's a hamstring. It's a fairly common, but we all know about hamstrings. Those things can linger.
And especially for a receiver that needs that explosive push off. It's not a good sign for this to happen
now,
in the camp.
They're saying they should have a better idea of the severity of the injury sometime today. I'm sure they'll examine it, MRI, ultrasound, whatever they do. But
seems like it wasn't a tear, though.
It's something that
seems like a tweak.
Something that he suffered during a 7-on-7 drill in practice. Of course, after he suffered it, he was out for the rest of practice. Of course, he had two Achilles issues last year from about the middle of May through the whole season. But thank God it doesn't appear to be an Achilles issue. Hopefully it's not related at all to that whole chain of events. But that is something to be a little bit concerned about, because once this guy gets dinged up, sometimes it tends to linger. So hopefully,
if anybody should have like a personal stretcher, it's Josh Dobson.
Oh, absolutely. The Redskins should hire that guy and pay him like $150,000 a year. Just stretch out.
You know, like
Dobson.
Can you imagine if he missed another significant, you know, part of the season?
Well, then he becomes the Jordan. He becomes the Jordan Reed of the wide receiving core,
or even worse.
He's just fragile.
Like, if Jamison Crowder injured his hamstring, you go, it's all right. It's a hamstring. Most guys get over that. When it's Dachshund, now you worry. Is it going to linger? Right? It just scares you.
He's got to be on that table stretching all the time.
The Redskins released their first so-called unofficial depth chart, and there's some interesting things there. First, you want to go through it? Let's just go through the offense. Offensively, I don't think you could be surprised by any of it. Left tackle, Trent Williams. Left guard, Sean Laval. Center, Spencer Long. Right guard, Brandon Sheriff. Right tackle, Morgan Moses. No surprise. Really, no surprises on offense at all. Terrell Pryor and Jamison Crowder and Josh Dobson were your top three receivers. Of course, Kirk Cousins under center. And Rob Kelly, the starting running back. Just looking at the second unit, wonder.
It's Chris Thompson and P. Ryan behind him, right?
Chris Thompson and P. Ryan there, labeled third. Of course, you've got Colt as your second string quarterback. Nate Sudfeld there, your third stringer. You got Ryan Grant. He's always around. Maurice Harris and Brian Quick is your backup receivers. Pretty standard there. Nothing to really jump out at you. You know, Derek Carrier is still around. Now, Niles Paul is ahead of him on the depth chart. But remember, Derek Carrier made some plays before he tore his ACL
last season. Yeah, somebody's going to get whacked.
I don't know.
Keep five.
By the way, you said Brian Quick. It's James Quick. James Quick.
Yeah, it is. It's listed
Brian
as
Quick
Brian.
Is the kid that plays for the – well, he did play for the Rams. Where is he now?
No, he's here now. The Skins signed him in the offseason.
That's the guy.
It says Brian Quick.
Brian Quick is on the roster.
You sure it's not James Quick?
It says Brian Quick.
Two Quicks.
Oh, they got two?
I think they might have two.
Ah, okay.
So I know Brian Quick is here.
Are they? Because I think James Quick
is here also.
Yeah.
Are they related?
I don't know.
Brian Quick is the second teamer. James Quick is listed at other, basically fourth team.
Right. He's on the outside. So they do have Brian Quick.
Yeah. They have both.
So they have Brian Quick.
It's second team.
And second team receiver.
Yeah.
He's basically going to be their fifth receiver.
No real surprises there. What I think is interesting, though, is the defense. And let's go through the defensive line. Ziggy Hood.
That's, I think, the surprise.
Stacy McGee and Phil Taylor Sr., who hasn't played, I believe, since 2014 in the league because of various injuries.
He's a big dude, too.
He's listed as their number one nose tackle right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the big thing is no Jonathan Allen. Who's the rookie?
Well, Jonathan Allen is second team behind Stacy McGee right now.
And also the other guy they picked up, not the starter.
McLean?
Yeah, McLean.
Terrell McLean behind Ziggy Hood.
I think that people thought it was going to be McLean and Jonathan Allen on the first team.
They may eventually move up, right? Yeah. This is obviously preliminary. It's the first depth chart that they released. Jonathan Allen, according to Mike Jones, was starring over the weekend in camp.
Right.
So
it's
only a matter of time. The linebacking core I thought was interesting. Obviously, Trent Murphy, he's going to be on the outside looking in at first because of this four-game PED suspension he's going to have to deal with. But Preston Smith is listed ahead of him. Will Compton and Mason Foster are listed 1-2 inside. Mm-hmm. Zach Brown, who came in and had a ton of tackles last year, right?
Second team.
Well, he was second team All-Pro last year. That's how good he was in the NFL.
Second team here with the Redskins, though, because our linebacking core is pretty strong. And Ryan Kerrigan, obviously, ahead of Junior Gallette.
I think Brown ultimately will start over Foster.
Foster had a pretty big year. In fact, Foster had his best year last year.
And Foster came on late in the season, too.
Yeah, and somebody was tweeting over the weekend, if you buy at all into what Pro Football Focus does in terms of ratings, he had a very, very high rating last year, Mason Foster. Best rating of his year, of his career. Then in your secondary, of course, you've got free safety, you got DJ Swearinger, strong safety, Suak Cravens, and then your two corners, Josh Norman and Bashaud
Cravens
Breeland.
Cravens apparently is having a really good camp.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good because you need that.
On paper, the defense should be a lot better on paper.
I listened to the guys over the weekend, and they were saying, could this defense be a
can't
top
be any worse
10 defense? And I thought that was a stretch.
I think that's asking a
lot. I thought
lot.
That was a stretch.
How about you go for middle of the pack?
I don't see J.J. Watt on the defense. That's the thing. They have good players. I don't know how many great players they have. Josh Norman?
Yeah, I think they're going to be a lot better, though. Josh Norman, speaking of him, apparently they had an official. Carl Johnson from the NFL visited the Redskins camp. This is kind of something they do every year where they talk about different things that will get you in trouble with this year. And he made it clear that any form of imaginary weaponry celebrations are illegal, including Josh's bow and arrow celebration, who Josh also reminds is a celebration that he does in the air. It's not like he's targeting a person. It's a bow and arrow.
He should have said he's doing a Cupid bit.
He says, you know, there are stadiums where they can shoot a musket or a cannon or whatever. That's no big deal. But if I do a bow and arrow celebration in the air, for some reason, you know, they're going to hammer me on this one. He was fined $10,000 last year for doing it in their win over Cleveland.
He's got to find something else to do.
He's got to find something
him.
Else.
It's
he's bitter.
You're right. It's stupid. But just don't do it. Just stop doing it.
And
it's
he says Brandon Cooks has been doing it for years. He said, Brandon Cooks has been doing it after every touchdown going back to 2015.
Brandon Cooks is now on what team? The Pats.
Patriots. Hold on. So, and he has not been fined?
According to Josh Norman, they're picking on one person here.
That's interesting.
They're picking on one person. So, I do feel like that's a benign celebration.
It is.
Why are we going
but
crazy
why battle
over
it? You know what I mean? Unless you want to get fined $10,000 a week.
Right. They had the Hall of Fame inductions over the weekend. I didn't pay any attention to it. I saw LaDainian Tomlinson, Jerry Jones, some of these guys. The person that of course generated interest here was Jason Taylor, who apparently had a long speech. Did he have like some 30-minute speech?
Didn't see his speech. The only thing that I saw, which I actually liked, and it was just I was flipping channels, is that the intro for LaDainian Tomlinson. It's the only person I saw, and I saw 2 minutes of LaDainian Tomlinson. Instead of the guy going on stage, his intro was Lorenzo Neal, who was his fullback. And it was just like a video piece. I liked it. It was better than another guy droning on stage.
Right. Well, Jason Taylor, of course, went up there and he thanked all his teammates, a variety of different people. But one person he apologized to was Dan Snyder.
Dan Snyder, I had a good talk with Dan last night. Thank you for the opportunity to come to Washington. I know I didn't give you much, 2.5 sacks. Stole a lot of money from you, but I appreciate it.
What are you going to do? I think about the stats I looked up, he actually had three and a half.
Yeah, he had 3.5.
And I didn't realize this. This is kind of how he had sort of faded at that point. But he went back and played a year with Miami, then a year with the Jets,
and then back to Miami.
He actually had another 19 sacks in his career after he left Washington.
Now, is he married to Zach Thomas's sister?
Was.
She's now suing him for $3.4 million. So all that money he stole from Dan Snyder is probably going to her.
Wow. Man, he had some huge years, though. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 seasons of double-digit sacks and another 3 with at least 9.
Was Zach Thomas going to be a Hall of Famer?
Ooh, I doubt it.
That's a good question.
Is Hall really good?
Is
Brian Urlacher going to be a Hall of Famer?
Yes.
Probably.
You know Brian Urlacher has hair now?
He does?
Yeah. Really? He has hair. He went from bald.
He went to the Bosley Medical Center. Is that what he did?
Does he acknowledge it?
Yeah.
Does he look good? Does he look normal?
Can you not acknowledge it? You can't just be bald and then show up with hair and not acknowledge it.
I don't know. Look it up. Go Google image.
You could say it was voluntary.
Is it a miracle? He was going for a miracle?
No, maybe it was voluntary. He was going for a look before.
Right, because guys who could grow hair shave their heads.
Brian Urlacher went to 8 Pro Bowls. He was first team All-Pro 4 times.
Well, Urlacher is a Hall of Famer.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, 100%.
Take a look at Brian Urlacher hair.
Yeah, I trust you. I want to look up Zach's numbers, though.
And, of course, just wrapping it up, the Redskins, they played the Ravens, correct?
Yep.
Thursday night.
Not sure where.
To kick off
their
preseason.
I think it's in Baltimore.
To kick off their preseason.
So we got Zach Thomason, 7 Pro Bowls. First team All-Pro 5 times. He might be a Hall of Famer, too.
You know what? Eventually, probably
if Urlacher's in, you got to put Zach in. Yeah. It's a big week, boys. You got Redskins preseason and
PGA Championship.
There you go. It's
Get your golfers in.
Ray Donovan came back to Showtime.
Major golf.
You know what? I've been watching that.
It's a good show.
I know I'm way late on it.
It's okay.
But I think how many episodes have there been this year for the new season?
One.
Just one?
Yeah, it was a premiere last night.
Last night was the premiere? Yeah. Oh, I was watching last season then. Yeah. I liked it. I'm in.
Now you're catching up.
Were Russians involved?
Russians. Were there Russians involved? No.
Well, last season, I think Russians were boxer?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's last season.
Yeah, it's last season. I didn't know that the premiere was last night.
That's why they were showing last season.
See, I don't know. I don't even know when these shows are on. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to anymore.
It's okay. It doesn't matter.
Just watch it on demand. Nobody knows.
Nobody cares. I don't do that. I scroll through the menu, and then if it's on, I watch it.
That's how I do it.
All right.
All right, remember, comedian Jim Brewer is going to join us at 9:20. We'll talk more Redskins with Chris Russell, our Redskins insider, at 8:20 here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.